What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It is Willard and Dibs, but no Willard today. He's at jury duty, unfortunately. Apologies, Willard. Instead, it's Dibs and Grandy with you here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, Dibs. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing better than Willard. I think if you want to power rank things you have to do that are kind of irksome, that might only be ahead of long wait at the DMV.
Oh, the DMV is the worst.
That's a tough one. Like jury duty, you're sitting there and then it's, you know, come on in. What's in the box? Willard's in the box right now, getting voir dired.
I'm gonna knock on all sorts of wood in here. I have never been called in for jury duty.
Wow.
Hopefully it never happens.
Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, that's normally where they get you.
Yeah.
That in the DMV.
Yeah. But so, hopefully I don't get something in the mail coming up soon. But we'll see.
No doubt. I try to get on juries when I get called into jury duty, but I think they see me as too thirsty, and so.
Why do you try to get on juries?
Just because I feel like I'm a perfect person to weigh in on someone else's fate. I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Shout out Steve Wilkes. I like it.
Usually it's juror number 17. Go home. Settle down. Anyway.
All right. We got a fun show planned for you here. It's Willard and Dibs. Again, Dibs and Grandy with you. We've got Mark Schlereth, the great stink, coming up in 45 minutes at 3 o'clock. We'll talk everything Niners and Seahawks. We'll also pick his brain about what happened over the weekend in Philly, plus some bigger picture questions about the Niners and Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy and all that. That's coming up at 3. John Feliciano is at 5 today, former Niner offensive lineman. We'll talk to him about Trent Williams and a whole lot more. That's coming up at 5. We've got Warriors basketball that tips off at 8 tonight, Dibs. 8 o'clock tip, yep. Warriors versus the Blazers. Denny Avdia out for Portland. More on that later. Warriors Live begins at 7 with that late start. Before we get back to the Niners, though, Dibs, I do want to get to our engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll. Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page, brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, this is something that actually Goo was just talking to us about as we transition between shows. Steve Kerr has committed to the starting lineup of Curry, Moody, Butler, Green, and Post for about a month now. Should the Warriors stick with that lineup or change it? We're asking this because Dibs, Steve was asked about this, I believe, yesterday at practice, and he pointed out that it's actually negative in terms of like the advanced analytics, but he feels good about it still and is planning on sticking with it. But the question we're asking is, should the Warriors stick with that starting lineup? Vote now on Twitter, and we'll share the results later. I would imagine, Dibs, we'll see that same starting five tonight.
And the answer from me is yes. And the subtext of my answer is not who cares, as in we're midway through an NBA year, but it's just the starting lineup. It's not like these five are going to play all 48. So those five usually play between 4 and 6 minutes, I would predict, I would guess. And then new guys here, new guys there. So if you feel comfortable with that five, go ahead and start them. I don't mind.
Yeah, I want to see a change. I want to see D'Anthony Melton get in the starting lineup, Dib. So we can talk more about that later. Again, vote on our Twitter poll now, and we will share the results coming up later during the show, and we'll get into that as well during the Warriors game as well. All right, back to the Niners, though, and specifically, Dibs, back to Kyle Shanahan. The question that we threw out to Steiny and Goo at the very tail end of the crossover there. Let's just say, Dibs, everyone on the NFL teams, all 30 teams' payroll, was in a pool together. That's players, that's coaches, that's general managers, it's everybody in between. And you had the opportunity to, as Steiny put it, you know, draft up from that group. How far down do you have to get until you draft Kyle Shanahan? And where does Kyle Shanahan rank in terms of the most valuable NFL individuals? A single person in the NFL. How far down the list do you have to get until you get to Kyle Shanahan? 888-957-95.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
570, because I'll give you my rankings in a sec, Dibs. But he is so high up there.
Yeah.
I mean, just off the top of my head, I would say he's probably going to be a top five pick, in my opinion. That's how highly I think of Kyle Shanahan.
And I'm just going to say this. I think you're too high.
Wow.
Lucas, go ahead and cut that
for
later.
Yeah, you cut that. Thanks.
I think that you get to dominant players before you get to what he is, which is a dominant coach. And I would take Myles Garrett ahead of him. You would take... certainly Josh Allen ahead of him. Steiny's Matthew Stafford is interesting. I don't think we're looking at a five-year build. It's just kind of right now in the moment. So are there other players, other left tackles, other edge rushers, guys who are really impactful in a tangible way? And Kyle Shanahan's awesome. But I think that if you didn't use a high pick on Shanahan, you could get a coach that is comparable to him a little bit later in the draft.
Mm. All right. So, I mean, obviously, I think everyone's starting with quarterbacks, right? Whoever you think is the best quarterback in the NFL.
I think Joe Burrow and, you know,
Josh Allen's number one for me.
Me too. Yeah, just what he's able to do with lesser talent on that team, especially in the passing core, and he's such a running threat. One of only six quarterbacks this year to have more than 400 yards rushing. So he's just an absolute force in the red zone. But, yeah, I'm taking Shanahan among coaches in the top three for sure. I think Andy Reid is kind of getting slept on a little bit.
So is it McVay, Shanahan, and Andy Reid?
Yeah, I probably would go Andy Reid first, just on track record, and then I would go Shanahan over McVay, honestly. And maybe it's just recency bias of what he's done this year with this group. But, yeah, I would look at other players before I would think about going to Shanahan.
Okay, what other players would you look at? Because, so... you got the elite of the elite at quarterback, but honestly, there's question marks from a lot of those guys right now other than Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen is the clear, in a way, like, number one overall pick that you would take in this hypothetical. Again, if you were to draft every single NFL individual, players, coaches, general managers, in order of, you know, someone that you want to start your franchise with, and again, it's not necessarily like thinking 10 years down the road. You're trying to think in the here and now, which is why quarterbacks would be so incredibly valuable. But, are you taking right now Patrick Mahomes before you take Kyle Shanahan?
He's hurt, but if you took away the injury, probably.
Probably.
You know, and I think just because of what he can do for a lesser team, kind of like we talked about before, I do think you look at, you know, edge rusher guys or pass rushers. Maybe it's Aiden Hutchinson. You think about a guy who's a real game wrecker, or TJ Watt is another guy who can come in and, you know, change a game. The Texans have a couple that you'd have to put your eyes on as far as, you know, players who can just come in and absolutely change games. And so pass rusher, left tackle, quarterback, coach, probably the four most important human beings. And I mean, GM as well. You'd have to look at some of the general managers and figure out who is doing the best at year in and year out creating good teams.
Yeah, okay, so 888-957-9570. You got a pool of every person in the NFL. Everybody that's on an NFL team's payroll. That's players, it's coaches, it's general managers. You can include owners if you want. I don't think there's any single owner out there in the NFL that's more valuable than any quarterback or the best head coaches in the NFL in terms of what they bring to a franchise, the value they bring to a franchise day in and day out. How far down the list do you have to get until you get to Kyle Shanahan? I'm taking Josh Allen number one overall. I think I'm with you. If we're going to ignore the injury of Patrick Mahomes, you're taking Patrick Mahomes as well. I'm going to look past the injury history of Joe Burrow as well, and I'm taking Joe Burrow. That's going to be my top three in some order, with specifically Josh Allen number one overall. But beyond that, Dibs, I'm having a really hard time making a case for anybody else ahead of Kyle Shanahan. And maybe that sounds crazy, and you can give me a call, 888-957-9570, and let me know. But other than perhaps that holy trinity of quarterback play, I think Kyle Shanahan is the most valuable person, individual, in the NFL. More so than a Lamar Jackson, who I'm not completely, you know, sold on for the future. More so than a Myles Garrett, who I know you threw out as someone you would take before Kyle Shanahan. And I would take Kyle Shanahan more before I take an Andy Reid or a Sean McVay. I think Kyle Shanahan, Dibs, is the fourth most valuable single individual in the entire NFL world, and he's only behind three elite, elite, elite quarterbacks.
That's interesting to put it that way, and that's lofty praise for Shanahan, and he's had a great year, and he's coming off just a maestro performance in Philadelphia. A lot of times when we do this, I think about, you know, the differential between the best player at a spot and who's behind him, and for this, that's where Myles Garrett, to me, becomes a guy you have to take very high in this draft, because the edge rusher behind him is good, but not as close to Myles Garrett as McVay or Andy is to Kyle. If you think Kyle's the best, McVay and, you know, other coaches now, Liam Cohen, Ben Johnson, you know, you've got a lot of good young coaches now in the NFL. D'Amico Ryan's doing it differently. He's not the same offensive play caller. You know, Mike Vrabel, who might win his second coach of the year. I think the difference between the best coach and the fifth best coach is closer than it is at quarterback and at edge rusher, for example. So it's, maybe it's a cop-out to look at it that way, but I think when you're looking at most important people, you need a quarterback, you need a left tackle, and you need a pass rusher, and you need a good coach. Certainly, you need all those things.
Okay, let's say the Niners would replace Kyle Shanahan with your run-of-the-mill average coach, but say you had a healthier season at those positions that you're talking about. Say Nick Bosa was healthy. You know, you talk about an edge rusher. Say, you know, Trent Williams has mostly played this entire year, but he was without any major injuries, as he's basically been so far this season. That's the left tackle that you're talking about. That's the edge rusher that you're talking about. And say Brock Purdy didn't get injured with turf toe. Those three things happen. Purdy stays healthy. Bosa stays healthy. Trent stays healthy. But you replace Kyle Shanahan.
Fred stays healthy, too. You might as well throw him in there.
Right. Well, did you point to linebacker as one of the most important positions?
No, you're right. I didn't. But, yeah, to your point, like, you're going to say, would coach number 10 be able to come in here and do as well as Kyle did?
Do more than what Kyle did with Kyle's roster, which was an incredibly injured roster, versus that average coach getting a healthier roster at those key positions. Who would have done more?
It's close, but like the average coach, I don't know who it is. If we're talking about LaFleur as the average coach, Sean McDermott, I mean, people don't give him the love that maybe he deserves. Hard to find an average coach when 10 guys lost their job, and including Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. So would they do more than Shanahan? Probably not, but they could probably do as well. If you had your quarterback and your edge rusher the whole year, certainly.
I feel like you're disrespecting Kyle Shanahan a little bit.
I'm putting credence on the fact that you had a backup quarterback for 8 games and, you know, you didn't have your edge rusher for, what, 13 games?
Somewhere around there.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And you couldn't rush the passer all year in large part because of it.
And you won 12 games.
Yep.
Because of Kyle Shanahan. I don't know. It's interesting. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. How far down the list do you have to get of just NFL individuals in terms of, you know, most valuable individuals, players, coaches, general managers, until you get to Kyle Shanahan? For me, he's in my top 5, and I think I'm taking him number 4 after the 3 elite quarterbacks in the NFL. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. Time for your calls when we come back at 888-957-9570. It's Dibs and Grandy. I'm in for Willard. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.